No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Thursday, 12:04 Lincoln time. Happy lunch Thursday to you all. Hopefully you find something good for your tum-tum. If you find something good for your stomach, drop some off at the ticket. Bach and I will gladly taste test what you have. Bach, who makes it happen for us in hour two, 12 noon?
Absolutely. It is the noon hour here at 93.7 The Ticket, and that means it's time for lunch. The lunch hour is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue now with two locations. At 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 over there by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go ahead and give a try to their burnt-in sandwiches, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, much, much more to pick from, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way. Just off of Highway 2 over there by Lowe's.
The nachos are so good. They don't need sides. Don't need sides. You can choose from the pulled pork or the sliced turkey or the brisket. Nacho cheese. It's a sauce, right? Jalapenos, sour cream, green onions, sweet barbecue sauce on the top. Drizzle me, baby. Drizzle. Barbecue nachos, $13.75. Do it. Do it. Or you can get the pulled pork, the SB tacos, right? Flour tortillas, black bean hummus, house salsa, cilantro, onion, lime, pulled pork, or brisket. The two tacos, $13.25. The nachos, $13.75. Winning. Go get it done. 402-464-5685. You're hungry now. I know. I'm sorry to do that to you. It's just part of the deal. But head over to Mulberry's. Start a Hammond text line 402-464-5685. You can be a part. And then download the Ticket app. And then follow us on all the social medias. All of the social medias. Go find us. 93.7 The Ticket. Follow us. We use your support. And we will support you. You and your businesses. You and what's going on in your world. And again, a shout out to the folks from Dress to Impress Saturday night at Robert's Cave. 3:30 to 9 o'clock. $20 donation. Freddy's is catering. I asked that question going into to the first segment, that Freddy's is donating the food. And they said, correct me if I'm wrong, he said 400 burgers, right? 400 burgers, hot dogs, chips, etc., all for $1 each. And I said, a part of me is, if you're offering those burgers for a buck, I'm gonna make a donation. Like, I'm gonna make a donation. And I started to feel guilty because I was like, well, listen, if I go in and drop a 20 bomb in there, right? That's like, Brock, what's the right breakdown? Burgers, hot dogs, chips, drinks for $1 each. $20. Just do you do five of everything? Four of everything?
Yeah, it depends on
what do you do?
How many hands you can carry the drinks with? I mean, that could be a problem,
right? Well, you get a cart, right? Yeah. You get a cart for the number of drinks. But do you go heavy hamburgers? Do you go heavy on the hot dogs? Do you go heavy on the chips? What's the breakdown?
I'm about the beef. I would go with hamburgers and hot dogs, the majority of it. Remember your drinks, and depending on how the drinks come, but you know, if you're getting drinks for later on and there's ice in them, you know, that might melt down. So just kind of depends on the look there. But yeah, I mean, if it's all the same price, I'm hamburger and hot dog and all day long.
Right. Like, I'll get my own chips. If I get 20 hamburgers or hot dogs, 12 and eight, 12 hamburgers, eight hot dogs. Is that a fair breakdown?
I think so.
Right. Right. And then, Bach, any level of guilt that you're just collecting hamburgers and hot dogs at a buck each? It's a donation.
I might donate a little bit more just to work off some of that guilt, because I do think there would be a little bit of
it. Texter said, I would go and get as many as I could, but I would probably donate 30, 40 bucks. Yeah, because here's the thing. If I get 10 hamburgers, we know you, like, $10 burgers are rare right now. How many places can you go and get like a fresh cooked burger for $10?
Yeah, well, wait for the burger special usually. Yeah.
Right. You have to go fast food. And so burger and fries, usually anywhere from 12 to 15 bucks and then in a combo of some sort. Right. So then you donate based on the value, right? That if I get five burgers and five hot dogs, I know the value, let's just say it's 10 bucks each. That's a $100 donation without the chips. Right?
Right. But you got to do something. I mean, you're going to feel like you're getting a deal too. So we got to find a good middle point here.
Like, I'm trying to work that out because I don't want Denison looking at me with the side eye, right? When I come and bundle up with, you know, two arms full, right? Right. I'm just going to make the, you make the donation. Here's 20 bucks. I would make the donation, right? So you make the donation to the door. So I have the ticket. And then, but if you haven't bought a ticket to it, spend the 20 bucks and then throw them another 20. If you get five hamburgers and chips, you're way good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. So I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel bad. Like, I want to make sure I'm doing it right. You've got soccer at home this weekend. You've got the Volleyball Fan Fest as well. It's a busy weekend for Husker sports. And then the idea that we need to celebrate the fact that Nebraska volleyball in the preseason coaches poll came in at number one, ranked number one in the preseason poll above Penn State. 40 first place votes for the Huskers to 21 for Penn State. Of course, it's why they play the games. But coming in at number one is a statement. Shout out to John Cook, ownership and GM of the Supernovas. Shout out to Love Nebraska as they expand from Love Volleyball Omaha to Love Volleyball Nebraska, where some of their home games will be spread out across the state. I believe Omaha, Lincoln, and Kearney. Jordan Larson and that crew doing the good work. So lots in it. Today's a big day. It's a big day. This is the beginning of the full beginning of preseason football, the NFL. And I'm full disclosure, pretty excited. Pretty excited. Three games tonight. We will carry live Cowboys on Sunday. Yes. Cowboys on Sunday evening. So you'll get the Cowboys and the Rams Saturday instead of the Royals. But you get the Royals the rest of the weekend. So there's that. Tonight, preseason football beginning at 6 p.m. Central. The Colts and the Ravens in Baltimore, the Bengals and Eagles in Philadelphia, and the Raiders and Seahawks with the night game at 9 o'clock. I think on the NFL Network you get two. You'll get the Colts and Ravens, and then following that you'll get the Raiders and Seahawks. Then tomorrow for Friday, the Detroit Lions at Atlanta. You'll get Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns on the NFL Network against the Carolina Panthers. Interesting to watch. It'll be a thing. Commanders and Patriots at 6:30 Central Time. And then Sunday, the NFL Network is going to give you, on Saturday, it's going to give you three games on the NFL Network, starting at 12 noon, the New York Football Giants and the Buffalo Bills. Then at 3 o'clock, the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings. The Steelers at Jacksonville, the Cowboys are at the Rams, which will be here on the ticket. The Titans and the Buccaneers go at 6:30. The Chiefs and the Cardinals, Bach, you'll have some football to watch, right? Pretty cool. And then on the network, the Jets and the Packers. They chose that over the 7:30 kickoff between the Broncos and Niners. We need to call whoever made that marketing decision. It was a terrible decision, and they should be punished for it. Sunday, NFL Network, two games on Sunday, the Miami Dolphins at the Chicago Bears, 12 noon. And then at 3:05, it is the New Orleans Saints versus the San Diego Chargers. I talked about a fan forum, and I mean it. We need a collection of super fans who will stand up and talk for their team. Like once a month, we'll bring in fans for the game of the week and they can sit here at the panel and talk about their teams. I just need to know who you are. So tell me in the text line, who are you the super fan for here in Lincoln? And this will be, I'll actually keep track of this list so you can tell me. But to have folks who come in, so if you're a Raiders fan and you want to be the voice, the local voice for the Raiders, like whenever the Raiders have a big game, you can speak up and let us know. And of course, I can't reach that pen. Because Bach, imagine this, that this week in a preseason game, if I wanted you to talk about the Cardinals, we would need a Chiefs fan to talk with you. So Bach, what do you want to know about your Cardinals? What are you going to find out? What's the big question for the Cardinals going into training camp?
Well, I mean, it's with the team that's in at 500 last year, just below it, there's always a lot of questions with those type of teams. But there's been reports and some videos out there of Marvin Harrison Jr. Getting locked up by a cornerback out there with the Cardinals. So I kind of want to see what he looks like and certainly what that secondary looks like. Maybe sometimes I get too worried. Man, that was kind of the speculation. Okay, well, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to live up to expectation. Well, maybe the Cardinals got a pretty good secondary going on there.
What are your thoughts on your quarterback?
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think he's kind of where, I think he's probably where, I guess I've kind of landed on the spot for him to be, right? Where I think he can at times flash and look like one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Obviously, mobile threat that can always give you the threat there. But I mean, as far as like the ceiling and thinking he's going to be a, you know, a top quarterback one day, I think those thoughts are either fading or expiring maybe this year, which, you know, is fine. Not everybody is, you know, you don't have to necessarily to win the Super Bowl have the best quarterback out there. But it certainly helps. And as far as consistency, it usually will. I think he's solid. I think he's top 15 type of quarterback, especially when healthy. But I think the idea for him to be a top five quarterback, like I said, is probably fading at this point.
Running game. Cardinals running game.
Fine. Not spectacular. I mean, the defense is where they really kind of believe that they can kind of take a step up. So that's my hope for this year is the defense steps up quite a bit along with Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's so funny. You really had to ponder that for a minute. Like, wait a minute. Do I believe in this thing or not? What's your projection for the Cardinals this season? Record-wise.
Well, they went 8-9 last year. I think, you know, obviously you want to improve on that.
9-8.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it'd be a whole lot more. There isn't a whole lot of reason in the offseason to think they got considerably better, brought back, you know, Calais Campbell. I mean, he's got to be getting up there in age and some guys there. Josh Sweat off the edge. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, they didn't wow you in the offseason too much. So I'd say 9-10 wins, yeah.
Well, but what if I said to you, I'm looking in the future and Marvin Harrison Jr. is rookie of the year? What does that mean for you? Like, what does that do for the Cardinals?
Well, he was a rookie last year, but I mean, as far as, you know, that type of production, that'd be incredible. Now, remember, they do have Trey McBride, who's one of the top tight ends in the league.
If so he plays
not completely weaponless.
If Harrison Jr. is a Pro Bowler, what does that do for the Cardinals? Where does that put them?
I mean, it definitely helps Kyler Murray. Like I said, if he's a Pro Bowler and Trey McBride is probably on that level, then they've probably got a pretty darn good passing game, which to that running guy that you mentioned, James Conner, like I said, fine, good running back, you know, good enough, especially, you know, more often than not. So I think that it would do wonders for him. And then, like I said, their defense is getting better. So there's a reason to believe in the Cardinals. I think part of this is just the Cardinals aren't a great run franchise. I mean, we talk about poor run franchises across sports. They haven't been, you know, outside of a couple of years where they picked up Kurt Warner and Carson Palmer, get the expiring milk before it expires, right?
The milk's gone bad.
It hasn't been the best run franchise, but hopefully, you know, they rotate quarterbacks and coaches and all that over the years. Hopefully this is the pair that they can kind of bring them back.
So Jackson says he wants to represent. He's an Eagles diehard fan. We'll see if he gets any competition. Sundo says, I will represent the pesky Tennessee Titans. And that is an appropriate description. The pesky Tennessee Titans. I'm going to track this because I'm going to invite folks in to come in and represent. As a matter of fact, sometimes if you can't make it in, you know, I'll have you text in and give your Bach type takes on what you expect from your team and how they're doing that week. Pretty simple. Bach, do you love the Titans head coach? I mean, the Cardinals head coach.
Love is not the word I would use, but he's at least growing on me. Again, defensive background, came over from the Eagles there. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't, again, with that text earlier, all trust must go to Matt Rhule. Have you been a Huskers fan? I mean, if you've been a Cardinals fan, like all trust, maybe you got more. You still got some more belief than I do.
I think it's hilarious, right? That depending on the degree, Bach is a different type of fan of the Cardinals than he is the Huskers. And he talks about them different. He has a different expectation for them and a different level. I keep saying it's a different level of trust, right? There's a different level of trust. JP asked, you guys go to KC for the first game. Yes, we will send Bach will be at the Huskers game in KC. I'm assuming you're talking about the Huskers game. That Bach will be there as a fan. Jake Sorensen will be there with Blur Event. Nick Sainert will be there with Blur Events. I think Jay Foreman is going to go. A large portion of our gang, Farley, myself, Austin, will be at Memorial Stadium with the returning Husker students because they will show the game at Memorial Stadium and we will broadcast from there. We will alternate between Memorial Stadium and the Blur Events in Kansas City. So there will be representation. I would go if we weren't doing the event, but the university asked us to do a remote from the stadium that day. And I thought, in my heart of hearts, it was much cooler for them, the university, to ask the ticket to broadcast from the stadium. Like, I just, you have to say that in full to get a full grasp for why we're making that decision, that the university asked that we broadcast from the stadium. So we said we'd be there and do that, create some, we'll bring some, you know, former Husker players, of course, Carricker and crew, and bring everybody down and let them meet everybody. So, yeah, we will be there. Eric says, Austin and I can wax poetic about the Colts. Can you really? Bach, am I wrong about that? Like, are you waxing poetic about the Colts? Is that what? Is that appropriate? Are they a threat? Are they a threat to win the division?
I mean, it's not the strongest division, so possibly.
I mean, who's the quarterback? Do we even know?
That's part of the problem,
right?
Anthony Richardson, even if he is the quarterback, how much do you know?
Eric, who is the Colts quarterback? We'll start with that. And then Sundo, hit me on the text line. Tell me what you think. I mean, Tennessee quarterback, will he be the best in the division? Like, I always think that's the answer. If you're going to talk about your team being a contender and best, being a playoff team, your quarterback almost has to put you in the best in division conversation. Like, if you look at the NFC East and you talk to me about the East, then, of course, the Giants are the Giants. We're not real sure what that quarterback thing is going to look like or end up being. Dak Prescott in Dallas, Jaden Daniels in Washington, and Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Well, three of the four quarterbacks are really good. They're really good. And in order to win that division, you have to be really good. If we said Kansas City in their division, Bach, rank the quarterbacks in the division behind Patrick Mahomes. Because that'll tell you who has a legitimate shot of dethroning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good quarterback division. I think you might go, obviously got Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders there. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go Herbert. Then it's kind of tough between Bo Nix and Geno Smith. I'd probably go.
They're going to fight you over that. They're going to fight you over that.
Who is?
Oh, Broncos fans.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is everything.
Oh, I know.
He's everything. Yeah, know. How dare you talk about him in a way? Do we know who's the Raiders quarterback? Do we know?
Geno Smith, I believe, will be.
Okay, so that makes a statement. We put Geno ahead of Herbert or behind Herbert.
Yeah.
And then Herbert or Bo Nix?
I mean, I think you're probably right. You'd probably lean toward Bo Nix, but Smith's been at it a while longer, a little more proven.
You would take Bo Nix over Justin Herbert?
Not Herbert, over Smith.
Would you take him over Herbert?
No.
Okay. Let's go to the AFC South. We were talking about the Colts. We don't know. Jaguars, right? They're married to Trevor Lawrence. The Titans. Meh. Ish, right? Am I wrong?
Cam Ward, we'll see what he brings.
Well, but we don't know, right? We don't know. Colts, Texans. So we know who CJ Stroud is the king of quarterbacks in the AFC South.
Yeah.
Right. And in order to beat him, somebody's going to have to, one of these teams' quarterbacks is going to have to play at or above the level of CJ Stroud. Does it happen?
I wouldn't think so. I do think he is the top, like you said there. But we'll see. I mean, Cam Ward, we'll see what he looks like in the league. You know, obviously you draft him number one. You wouldn't expect him to be the next great thing. Madden ratings didn't necessarily feel that way about him. So we'll kind of see how that happens.
Sir.
A little bit disrespectful there.
Sir.
The Colts did sign Daniel Jones. So it's almost like Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones combination. You can get probably similar type of play out of those guys. To this point, unless Richardson blows up.
I almost laughed out loud at that statement. It's mind blowing. We're going to go through every division. Because I think this is, and I'm setting it up for that very reason, that I believe the same thing applies for the Big Ten as it does in the NFL. Quarterback play will be paramount this year. It'll dictate the whole thing. If you can kind of get your eyes around that, it'll make sense. More one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.